Hare Krishna. See through the mind's troika of denial, misdirection, and self-victimization. The mind is a mysterious and dangerous force that exists within us, and it often prevents us from dealing with issues effectively. In fact, its way often aggravate problems. But when we try to catch the mind, it often uses different strategies to prevent us from catching it. And the Bhagavad Gita tells us that the mind is often, if it is uncontrolled, it will act like our enemy. Banduratma atmanastasya yenatmaivatmana jitaha anatmanastu shatrutve varte tatmaiva shatruvat. Says the mind is controlled, it is our friend, but if the mind is uncontrolled, it will remain our enemy. So the way it remains our enemy is not only by making us do wrong things, but also by preventing us from seeing that it is the impeller of those wrong things. So, because suppose something is a problem, if we identify that problem, we can deal with it. Say there is some person who is doing something wrong in our company or in our house or in our neighborhood. Now, if we can pinpoint that person, okay, this is what you are doing wrong, then we can make that person correct it. But if we don't recognize only that this person is doing wrong, then we can't correct it. So the mind is troika. Troika means it uses three lines of attack to counter us from catching it. That means what are the three lines? First, it says denial. That means when we do something wrong and we make a bad situation worse, it says mind denies it. Denies it means, no, I didn't tell you to do it. Why did you do it? Who says that I told you to do it? So basically the mind in this phase of denial, it refuses to take blame. And then, if that worse than that is, it is misdirection. For example, misdirection means the mind first makes us do wrong things, and then after that blames us only for doing that wrong thing. It says, you fool, don't you know that this thing was so stupid? That this thing will increase your problem? Why did you do it? So now this is insidious. That is, the mind has misdirection. Rather than blaming us, it blames, accepting the blame, it blames others. Blames us. Of course, sometimes the mind may blame others also. You know, because that person spoke like this, it happened. Because that person did not do like this, this happened. So misdirection. And then third is self-victimization. Self-victimization means that person and the mind starts going into VP mode. Oh, you always blame me. I want your good. Why do you blame me like this? And the mind starts this way through self-victimization. You know, suppose we are angry with someone and then a person starts crying. You know, the crying, if it is genuinely because of repentance, and that is, then it can be the beginning of reformation. But if the crying is just a stratagem to avoid being chastised for to avoid taking or bearing the consequences of one's wrongdoing, then that is a deception, and we need to see through those tears. The mind uses self-victimization. Oh, you always blame me. And in that way, the mind takes off the charge or takes off the momentum of our charge against it. So when we see through scripture, when we recognize that the mind is our enemy, then whatever strategy it uses, so basically there are three things. If I am to be blamed, if I have done something wrong, what are the things I can do? I can say that I did not do it. I can say that, oh, someone else did it. Or I can say, oh, you know, I have so many problems. It's such a problem. What else could I have done? I did this only. And I try to portray oneself not as the culprit, but as the victim. So amazingly, the mind, which is the victimizer, portrays itself as the victim and thus takes away our charge from it. So when we recognize that the mind is going to play such tricks, then we can see through those tricks with scriptural intelligence, scripturally guided intelligence, and then, oh no, I'm not going to believe all this. You are responsible and you need to reform. When we are thus convinced that the mind is the problem, then we can mind the mind. We can focus the mind on Krishna and ensure that by that disciplined exposure to Krishna, the mind becomes purified. Only when we recognize the mind to be an enemy can we focus on purifying it. And then, once the mind is purified, then we can actually live meaningfully, insightfully, fruitfully. Thank you. Hare Krishna.